Florida Real Estate Headlines, FLDEPTA of Revenue Property Tax Data Portal, key resource for 10.9 men parcels. The Florida Department of Revenue oversees property tax administration through a data portal covering 10.9 million parcels valued at $2.4 trillion. Real estate professionals in FL need accurate property tax data to advise clients on valuations, tax liabilities, and market comparisons across the state. Bookmark the portal at the source URL for quick access to official property tax data. Florida Real Estate Headlines. What is the Florida Real Estate Commission? FREFCC. Understanding its role and membership. The source explains what FREC does, who qualifies to serve as members, and how they are selected. Florida real estate professionals operate under FREC's regulatory authority, making its composition and processes directly relevant to your license and practice. Review the full breakdown of FREC's functions and member qualification at https://floridarealtors.com/law-ethics-library/FREC. Florida Real Estate Headlines. Miami-Dade Official Records, Clerk Safeguards Property Documents for FL Real Estate. The Clerk of the Circuit Court serves as the official recorder of all instruments that may be recorded in the county, with the County Recorder's Office handling the recording, protection, preservation, and dissemination of those official records. Real estate professionals in FL rely on accurate, accessible official records to verify property titles, confirm liens, and close transactions with confidence. Bookmark the Miami-Dade Clerk's official records portal for quick access to recorded instruments. tatetahab.miamidadeclerk.gov/clerk/official-records.page. Florida Real Estate Headlines. Florida Real Estate Commission rates average 5.53%. What pros should know? The average real estate commission rate in Florida stands at 5.53%, representing a significant cost factor in transactions. Florida real estate professionals need to clearly communicate this standard rate to clients and factor it into pricing strategies and net proceeds calculations. Review the full breakdown at fedgov.fastexpert.com/blog/realestatecommission-florida to prepare for client conversations. Florida real estate updates. Florida commission rates. How FL agent fees compare and how to negotiate better. This resource breaks down average real estate commission rates in Florida, how they stack up against national trends, and strategies for negotiating more competitive rates. For Florida real estate professionals, understanding local commission benchmarks and sharpening negotiation skills can directly impact your earning potential and competitive positioning in the FL market. Review the full breakdown and negotiation tips at the link to stay informed on Florida commission trends. Florida real estate updates. Florida Real Estate Commission, your regulatory body at work. The Florida Real Estate Commission, FREC, is a 7-member body appointed by the governor that meets monthly to administer and enforce Florida's real estate license law under Chapter 475, Part 1, Florida Statutes. Understanding FREC's role helps FL real estate professionals stay informed about the regulatory body that oversees their licensure and protects the public through education and enforcement. Mark your calendar. FREC typically meets on the third Wednesday of each month and the preceding Tuesday. Background and context. A 5-minute checklist before pulling a building permit. The most rejected permit applications fail on documentation completeness, not project merit. A reliable pre-submission check covers 4 things. 1. Parcel zoning matches intended use. 2. Setback dimensions match the survey. 3. Any required HOA or design review sign-off is attached. 4. Contractor license number is valid and unrestricted in the issuing jurisdiction. Permit resubmission resets the queue clock in most FL jurisdictions, adding 2 to 6 weeks to a project. Catching documentation gaps before submission is the cheapest schedule recovery tool an owner has. Save the checklist next to your permit application template and run it before every submission. Background and context: why cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just NOI divided by price. It bakes in 0 assumptions about the market, asset class, or capital structure. 2 properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles depending on lease maturity, tenant credit, and capital reserve needs. Cap rate is a quick screening tool, not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on cap rate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every cap rate you compare, add the lease maturity year and the CapEx reserve assumption. Background and context. Why most small business owners overbuy commercial space? The buy versus lease decision for owner-occupants leans on three factors most spreadsheets undercount. 1. Tenant improvement amortization that leaseholders expense and owners capitalize. 2. Opportunity cost of the down payment. 3. The fact that most growing businesses outgrow space in 5 to 7 years and end up subleasing the wrong building. The ownership creates equity intuition is real, but smaller than the operational flexibility cost for businesses still finding their footprint. A 5-year lease is often cheaper than a 10-year mortgage on the wrong square footage. Run the buy versus lease analysis with a 7-year horizon and include relocation costs in both columns.